الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: التقوى ها هنا، وأشار إلى القلب. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه واتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته أجمعين. Respected brothers, our young friends, our sisters in Islam, I think a lot of brothers might have heard just about half an hour ago, maximum 1 hour ago, our brother Ishaq, who was one of our local brothers, shall have spent a lot of time in the masjid. He just passed away. So we might have just heard the news that he just passed away before Jumu'ah namaz. Inshallah, number one, he's got the month of Ramadan. Number two, he's got a Friday just before Jumu'ah salat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him death. And you know, if you were to see, this was an individual that spent a lot of his time in the masjid. A lot of his time in the masjid. He used to come here, Zohar time, and then he would say, I'm just going to stay here. I'll stay here till Maghrib. I'll read Maghrib, and then I'll go home. Well, his house, his room, is about 2 minute walk from the masjid. But he loved the masjid so much, he would just not go home. He would spend a lot of his time, he would spend in the masjid. Now, mashallah, he was a very, very nice individual, wonderful individual, always smiling, okay, never hurt anyone. Mashallah, he used to do service to the masjid, he used to do the parking, mashallah, everyone knows. So, mashallah, you know, you lead a good life, and that is the kind of death Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give to an individual. So, you know, we all want to go and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a state where we have taqwa. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me and you the month of Ramadan. Inshallah, I just want to share with you today two things. Number one, the five signs of taqwa. The five signs that have been mentioned in the Quran, that how can you determine as within an individual that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, has given me taqwa by the end of the month of Ramadan. So number one, I just want to highlight the concept of the signs of taqwa, number one. And number two, I would like to highlight to yourselves, what are the five ways that an individual can attain taqwa? You know, there are multiple ways that an individual can strive towards attaining taqwa and piety and consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu anhuma used to say, the greatest action an individual can bring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah when he stands before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is lack of sin. Lack of sin. Gunahon ki kami se, Hazrat Aisha would say, no one has come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with anything better than lack of sin. Meaning, alhamdulillah, if you can say, alhamdulillah, I do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because taqwa is to place a shield between oneself and the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You must make sure you do not keep the angel busy in writing your bad deeds. Shah Mujaddid al-Fithani rahimahullah was one of the greatest sages of this ummah, one of the great saints of this ummah. Shaykh Mujaddid al-Fithani rahimahullah, mashallah, he used to say, there are people in this ummah, angels would not have recorded their bad deeds, and angels have not had time to, you know, write anything for them for 40 years. And he says, okay, I know people in this ummah that maybe for 40 years of their life have not committed a single sin. They've not committed a single sin. Khair, inshallah. So I was saying, you must have read yesterday in Taraweeh, the Imam would have read Surah Ali Imran. In Surah Ali Imran, they would have covered one ayat, ayat number 134 and ayat number 135, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Alamatu Taqwa Al Khamsa. Alamatu Taqwa Al Khamsa. The five signs of taqwa. How do I know within myself Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, has given me a sense of taqwa? How do I know? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying these are the five alamat, these are the five signs. If we have them, inshallah, we can say we have taqwa. And if you have taqwa, inshallah, this individual is guaranteed Jannah. Because the Quran says, U'iddat lil-muttaqeed. U'iddat lil-muttaqeed. Where Allah ta'ala, right in Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah ta'ala mentions about taqwa, there Allah says, Ula'ika humul mufrihun. These are the people of falah, these are the people of success. So what are the five signs? Number one, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. This is sign number one. Those people who spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be it in times, be it they are prosperous, be it in times of prosperity, be it in times of adversity. Be it you got something, be it you don't have anything. You spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But infaq is not only to do with wealth. A lot of people think infaq means you have to spend physical, you have to spend money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not a matter of spending money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It can mean you give some time to the masjid. If you can volunteer some time to the masjid, example, you know, today, let's say we don't have a caretaker in the masjid. You know what I'll do? I will do the hoovering of the masjid today, inshallah. Why? Because I've got half an hour free, I've got 1 hour free. To bring some sort of happiness to your Muslim brother. إِدْخَالُ السُّرُورِ فِي قَلْبِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. If you can bring a sense of happiness into the heart of a believer. تَبَسُّمُكَ فِي وَجْهِ أَخِيكَ صَدَقَةٌ. The Messenger of Allah عليه السلام says, you smiling into the face of your Muslim brother, this is a charity in itself. Someone is in difficulty and you are able to listen and hear him out. You know, someone needs to vent their anger, not vent their anger, but someone needs to get out their tension and they're feeling depressed, and you give them a shoulder to cry on. This is also الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. So this is sign number one. In other words, if you are miserly, if you are bakhil, if you are stingy, then that means you are lacking in taqwa. If we are stingy, if we can't spend in the path of Allah, if we can't give someone time, if we can't smile in front of others, if we can't harm, if we can't move difficulty and harm from another Muslim brother, this is a sign I am lacking in taqwa. So this is sign number one that Allah Ta'ala mentioned in Surah Ali Imran in ayat number 134. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. Sign number two. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْزِ. Those people who are able to cover their anger. The Quran does not say you can't become angry. The Quran does not say you can't become angry. The Quran is saying you must become an individual who controls his anger. You know, today, a lot of marriages are breaking up. Why? Because husband and wife do not have control of their anger. Husband and wife do not have control of the anger. And why? Why do we not have control over the anger? Because the ego is too big. You know, there is so much ego within an individual. There is arrogance, there is haughtiness, there is takabbur. This is why today people are not able to control their anger. The hadith of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, anyone who is able to cover his anger, control his anger, whereby he could have manifested that anger in a wrong manner, but you are able to control it and you are able to withhold yourself back. If you can do that, that individual will be called by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. And that individual will be pardoned and Allah Ta'ala will grant him entry into Jannah. So it's, you know, it's a matter of, you tell me, the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu salam had 9 wives. When Rasulullah passed away, Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam left behind 9 wives. But that was a speciality of the Messenger of Allah, where he was able to have nine. Anyone in the ummah, maximum, anyone individual. فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدَةً أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ. Yes, a individual, فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَابَ لَكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ مَثَنَا وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَاعَ. A individual is allowed to have 2, 3, and 4. Okay, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you are not going to maintain justice in between your wives, then you have to only resort to one. Islam is the only deen that has told us you are only allowed to have one wife. Again, look at Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam. Look at all the other anbiya alayhi salatu salam. You find in the hadith mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam had how many wives? He had 70 wives. Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam had multiple wives. So the Christians and the Jews, okay, are the last community that can tell us, okay, that you are only allowed to have, you know, look at Islam and look at the situation of polygamy. And Islam has encouraged an individual to marry multiple times. Islam is the only religion that has really said, if you are not going to be able to be just, then you must only resort to one wife. So look at the Messenger of Allah, he had 9 wives. You tell me, did Rasulullah had the attention of the entire ummah? You tell me people were after the blood of the Messenger of Allah? In Makkah Mukarramah, people are after the blood of the Messenger of Allah. During the course of the lifetime, there were 5 assassination attempts made upon the life of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu salam, during the course of his lifetime. When he came to Medina Munawwara, the Jews also made attempts on the life of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu salam. In Makkah Mukarramah, the kuffar of Makkah Mukarramah, they also did the same as well. Okay, they assassinated the Messenger, they tried to assassinate the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu salam, as Allah Ta'ala says in Surah, if I remember rightly, it's in Surah Al-Anfal, where Allah says, وَإِذْ يَمْكُرُ بِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِيُثْبِتُوكَ أَوْ يَقْتُلُوكَ أَوْ يُخْرِجُوكَ وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying they are trying to exile you, they are trying to expel you from Makkah Mukarramah, they are trying to kill you, they made every single plan and plot in order to assassinate the Messenger of Allah. Was Rasulullah not able to control his anger? If there was anyone that would not be able to control the anger, it would have been the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. But you show me one incident in the entire life of the Messenger of Allah where Rasulullah was not able to control his anger. Like I've told you, I'm not saying, we're not saying you cannot get angry. No, absolutely. Define. You can get angry. Rasulullah got angry himself. A hadith mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah in Sahih Bukhari in Kitab al-Nikah. In Kitab al-Nikah, the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam got angry when Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib decided to marry the daughter of Abu Jahl. She was a Muslimah, she embraced Islam, her name was Jamila. And some people came to the Messenger of Allah in Medina Munawwara and said, Messenger of Allah, the people are saying Muhammad alayhi salam does not get angry even for the sake of his daughter. Because Ali, have you heard, O Messenger of Allah, Ali is planning to marry Jamila, the daughter of Abu Jahl, whilst he is married to your daughter for Fatima. Rasulullah alayhi salam got angry and told Ali ibn Abi Talib, oh Ali, by all means, if you want to marry Jamila, by all means, you can marry her. But it will only happen on the condition that you divorce my daughter. You have to divorce my daughter. Why? Because the daughter of a Nabi of Allah and the daughter of an enemy of Allah cannot be in one nikah. Now you might say, but that is, why, you know, that is not fair upon Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib. That, you know, every other individual can marry more than once. The only person that was not allowed to marry more than once was Ali ibn Abi Talib. Why? Because see, no one else's father is a Nabi of Allah. No one else's father is a Nabi of Allah. The Nabi of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Fatima, if Hazrat Fatima is troubled, that means you are troubling the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. And that can be tantamount to kufr. That is danger to the iman of Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib. So Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam got angry as well. But Rasulullah was able to control his anger. We're not saying don't get angry. See, if you did not have anger, if anger was not right, then how would you do jihad? How would an individual be able to go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fight against the enemy? The reason why you are able to do jihad, because you have that sense of anger within you. Number three, sign number three. So sign number one of taqwa, infaq fi sabilillah. You spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And spending is general. Even removing something harmful from the pathway, this is also infaq. Because at least you have not troubled anyone. So mashallah, if you know how to park, if you know how to park when you come for Jumu'ah namaz, this is mashallah a sign of taqwa. That you do not trouble anyone. That was number one. Number two, والكاظمين الغيظ. They control their anger. Sign number three, والعافين عن الناس. You pardon people. You have to forgive people. Ibn Shihab al-Zuhri, rahimahullah, used to say, how did we approach the month of Ramadan? بسلامة الصدور. That means we approached the month of Ramadan in a manner whereby our hearts were absolutely clean. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud was asked by someone, كيف تستقبلون أنتم رمضان? How did you lot welcome the month of Ramadan? Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, ما كان أحدنا يجرى على استقبال رمضان وفي قلبه غش لأحد. We did not have himma, we did not have courage to enter the month of Ramadan whereby we had hatred for another Muslim brother. That could not happen. Why? Because we know then Allah Ta'ala will not even pardon us in the month of Ramadan. So, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. You try and learn how to pardon other individuals. You know, I'm not saying, please don't get me wrong. I'm not saying if someone owes you money, okay, you forgive them as well. No, mashallah, if you need to take them to court, you take them to court. You know, if you whatever you need to do in order to get your money back from an individual, okay, your rights are your rights. But wherever you can pardon an individual, try and learn to pardon. The Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu salam, his entire life, he did never ever harbor any hatred. What did the Messenger of Allah say to the Sahaba? None of you should come and tell me anything about my Sahaba. Because I want to leave this world in a manner whereby I harbor no hatred for anyone amongst my Sahaba. The Quran in Surah An-Nur, when some people slandered Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anhu, what did Sayyidina Abu Bakr say? Sayyidina Abu Bakr used to give money to Mr. Ibn Uthatha. Mr. Ibn Uthatha was one of the relatives of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Very, very poor man. Very, very poor. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, he took a qasam. He took an oath. He said, I swear by Allah, after today, I will not spend a single penny on Mr. Ibn Uthatha. Why? Because how dare he slander my daughter Aisha in regards to zina and committing of zina when my daughter was absolutely innocent. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, he took a qasam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals the ayat. Ala tuhibbuna an yaghfir Allahu lakum? Do you not want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pardon you? This is something, you know, we generally harbor hatred and we can't. You know what we say? Tell that individual he must not even come to my grave. And he must not come to bury me. So mashallah, you know, why are you saying this? Maybe, wallahu a'lam, in some cases, maybe his dua, maybe your savior on the day of Qiyamah, you never know. Someone might make dua from the bottom of their heart with ikhlas, with sincerity, and that individual's dua may become your means of your salvation on the day of Qiyamah. So sign number three, wal'afina 'anil nas. You pardon the people as much as you possibly can. You see, one of the greatest ways to build unity within a community is what? Have a clean heart. Have a clean heart. Do not harbor hatred for anyone. So this is wal'afina 'anil nas. Number four, wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. Allah loves those who do good. Allah Ta'ala loves those people who do good deeds. As much as you possibly can, do as much good as you can. The hadith of Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal, mentioned by Imam al-Tirmizi rahimahullah, where Rasulullah s.a.w. told Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal. And this was the farewell advice that Rasulullah gave to Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal. After that, he did not meet the Messenger of Allah s.a.w. This was the last meeting. Hazrat Rasulullah sent Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal to Yemen. Whilst he was sending him, Sayyidina Mu'adh said, Messenger of Allah, can you give me some parting advice? What did the Messenger of Allah say? اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتَ. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be conscious of Allah wherever you may be. And then, وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْعُوهَا. Follow up a good deed with a good deed. follow up a bad deed with a good deed. You know, how many of us sleep watching haram on the cell phone? How many of us go to sleep? Before we go to sleep, the last thing we do is we watched haram. What do you want to do? Insan will slip. We will slip. Kullu bani Adam khatta, wa khayrul khatta'in at-tawwabun. The bani Adam will sin, and we will err, and we will make mistakes. But the best of individuals are those who make a sin, they slip up, and then they stand up, and they turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah told Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal, وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُوهَا. Follow up a bad deed with a good deed, and your good deed will wipe away your bad deed. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتَ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Because good deeds will wipe away the sin. Imam Abu Hamid al-Ghazali, rahimahullah, beautifully says, مِنْ عُقُوبَةِ السَّيِّئَةِ السَّيِّئَةُ بَعْدَهَا. مِنْ عُقُوبَةِ السَّيِّئَةِ السَّيِّئَةُ بَعْدَهَا. وَمِنْ ثَوَابِ الْحَسَنَةِ الْحَسَنَةُ بَعْدَهَا. Imam al-Ghazali, rahimahullah, says, the punishment of a sin is after a sin you commit another sin. You know, a lot of people say, but I'm evil anyway. Okay, where is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to pardon me? There is no greater sin than that. لا تيأسوا من روح الله إنه لا ييأس من روح الله إلا القوم الكافرون. Should never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah. يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Never lose hope in the mercy of Allah, no matter how much you have sinned. If you come with an ocean of sin, with an ocean of sin, but you say أستغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب وأتوب إليه, once inshallah with a clean heart, with a sincere heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pardon everything. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen. Do good. Now what does ihsan mean? What is al-muhsineen? Imam Raghib al-Isfahani, rahimahullah, in Mufradat, Gharibul Quran, beautiful. He says, ihsan is you give more than is due, and you demand, you are happy, you are content with less than what is owed to you. This is called ihsan. You give more than you owe someone, and you are content and you are happy with receiving minimal, maybe even less than what you are due. This is called ihsan. You know, what we have to give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give and give and give and give. Not only 5 daily prayers, but inshallah, read tahajjud, read awabin, do qiyamul layl, and inshallah, whatever else we can do for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a individual should do. And the last quality, inshallah, and I'll finish on this, inshallah, and then I'll mention one statement of Sheikh Ibrahim al-Khawwas, rahimahullah, and then I'll finish, inshallah. The quality number 5. So just to recap, the 5 signs of taqwa. Number 1, you spend in the path of Allah. In other words, you are not miserly, you are not bakhil. Number 2, والكاظمين الغيظ. You are able to control your anger. Those people who can't control their anger, this is a sign you are lacking in taqwa. والعافين عن الناس. Those people who have the courage to be pardoning and forgive other individuals, this is a sign of taqwa. If you can't do that and say, no, I'll see him on the day of Qiyamah. Oh, I'll see them on the day of Qiyamah. Like I mentioned, a lot of people say, tell him not even to come to my graveyard, or not to come in my janazah. Tell that individual, okay, I will never forgive him, and I will stand before him on the day of Qiyamah. You know, forgiving and not forgiving is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not forgiving someone or to punish someone, this is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Me and you, we should not do it. Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam, when Wahshi ibn Harb came to the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu salam, Wahshi ibn Harb, he's killed the Messenger of Allah alayhi salam. He's killed the Messenger of Allah. Hind bint Abi Umayyah. Yeah, Hind, the wife of Abu Sufyan. What did she do? What did she do to the uncle of the Messenger of Allah? Wahshi ibn Harb, in the Battle of Uhud, he assassinated Sayyidina Hamza. What did Hind bint Abi Utbah, what did she do? She opened the chest of the uncle of the Messenger of Allah. She took it out, she took out the liver and chewed the liver. She came in front of the Messenger of Allah on the occasion of Fatih Makkah, and she asked for forgiveness. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu salam even pardoned her as well. Wahshi ibn Harb, the assassinator of the Messenger of Allah's uncle, and Rasulullah told Sayyidina, Wahshi ibn Harb, oh Wahshi, I pardon you, I forgive you. But if you can do me one favor, don't come in front of me. If you can do me one favor, just don't come in front of me. You stay to the side, to the right, to the left, behind, but don't come in front of me, because every time I will see you, it will bring back the wounds and the mutilation of the body of my uncle Sayyidina Hamza will come in front of my eyes, and that will be detrimental for you. So this is why, for your own sake, don't come in front of me. This is why later on he went and he lived in Sham. Washi ibn Harb, he did not stay in Medina Munawwara. He went and he lived in Sham. And the last quality is وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Those people, when they wrong themselves. In other words, you can be a muttaqi, but even then commit a sin. You can be a person of taqwa, but even then commit a sin. Why? Because insan, bhool to insan hi se hoti hai. Bhool, insan hi se hoti hai. It's insan who makes a mistake. Al-insan, murakkabun min al-khata wa al-nisyan. Insan is made up of mistakes. What does the Quran say? A muttaqi is someone who errs, slips, and then straight away you stand up and you do tawbah. That is, mashallah, and inshallah, I'll finish on this. I've got 2 minutes left, inshallah. The beginning time? 12:19? The beginning time for after Zawal? Is it 18? 18. MashaAllah, I've got 1 minute left. Sheikh Ibrahim al-Khawwas, his statement is beautiful. How do you create a taqwa within yourselves? He says that dawa'ul qalb khamsatun. Dawa'ul qalb khamsun. Aw khamsatu ashya. The remedy for the heart is five things. Number one, tilawatul Qur'an bittadabbur. Tilawatul Qur'an bittadabbur. Recite the Qur'an, but with reflection. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab. Reads, inna azaaba rabbika lawaqi'. Inna azaaba rabbika lawaqi'. Inna azaaba rabbika lawaqi'. And he spends the entire night. And he cries and he cries and he cries, and he could not move forward. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salam, in tu'adhibhum, fa'innahum ibaduk. وَإِنْ تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. The Messenger of Allah salam, reads one ayat of Surah Al-Ma'idah, and he spends the entire night in just that one ayat of Surah Al-Ma'idah. Sayyida Aisha, one night in one ayat of Surah Al-Zumar, ayat number 47. If you get a chance, have a look. وَبَدَى لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يَكُونُوا يَحْتَسِبُونَ. On that ayat, she spends the entire night. I'll just finish on this, inshallah. Number one, تِلَاوَةُ الْقُرْآنِ بِالتَّدَبُّرِ. So you know, if you have a lot of anger within you, read that ayat. والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. And then stop. And then ponder over this ayat. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying? Number two, khala'ul batn. How do you rectify your heart and how do you create taqwa? Khala'ul batn. It does not come with a full stomach. You can't overeat. And then hope you will have taqwa, because you're going to become very, very lazy. Number two, khala'ul batn. Number three, qiyamul layl. Do qiyamul layl. Number four, at-tadarru' in the sahar. Yani at-tadarru' means, you know, you are crying at the time of suhoor. Someone said it so beautifully. If you want to know where you stand with Allah, see where Allah puts you at the time of suhoor. If you want to see your connection with Allah, see where Allah puts you at the time of sahri. And the last one, wa mujalasati salihin. Staying in the company of the pious, inshallah, will create taqwa, will inculcate taqwa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa sallallahu ala khayri khalqihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح هيا على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brothers and sisters at the back. Please make sure if there is a space next to you, get the brothers from the behind to fill that gap, please, because there are brothers standing waiting for, you know, to join us, inshallah. Jazakallahu khair. Obviously, we are working very hard towards the, you know, having the another floor within this year. Please make a dua for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us. I've got a couple of announcements. Very first one is the very sad news about Brother Ishaq, who was with the masjid with all the time. He was helping. Subhanallah. He was here with us. He was just passed away this morning. He was terminally ill, and he was constant in his du'as, in his zikr. He never had any, you know, subhanallah. Just make a du'a for him. His family is here, his daughter and his son and his wife, and his brother is from Denmark, also has arrived. And we, in due time, we are making the arrangements for his funeral, inshallah. Brother Riaz, who was always muazzin in our mosque, he's also ill. He's in Basildon Hospital. Make dua for him as well, inshallah. A sister from Hertfordshire has passed away. We make an arrangement for her funeral as well, inshallah. So this is a very short time, brothers. Very, very short time. We are in a journey. We are traveling. We don't know whether we will see another day, another minute even. So please help us towards that, you know, this crowd, if we can make sure to fill all the gaps wherever is possible. Don't leave any gap. And there is second Jummah, obviously, if the brothers couldn't make it. The second Jummah is 1:15 as well, inshallah. Jazakallahu khairan.
Brothers, inshallah, you know the brothers who are waiting on the side. Mashallah, if you just walk into the safs and then just tap someone on the back like the brothers from Malaysia do from in the haram. Inshallah. And you know, Brother Abdul Khaliq said, it is sad news. You believe me, this is the best death that you can ask for. If you can get a death in the month of Ramadan, number one. If you can get a Friday, combine both together. And then number three, he was a khadim of the masjid. You believe me, you can't ask for a better death. This brother Ishaq, you believe me, this man was one in a million. This individual, you see him, he was always smiling. He was always smiling. You know, everyone has their ups and downs, but mashallah, he was always smiling. You ask him how he is, when we went to visit him at the hospital, cancer, he couldn't breathe, and he's saying, whenever he can, he's saying, Alhamdulillah, everything is good. We have everything and we don't thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He couldn't breathe. He literally, when I went to see him, he stood up. I said, no, you sit down. The effort he made to stand up and slightly walk one step took him out of breath. But you ask him how he's feeling and he says, Alhamdulillah, Allah ta'ala has given me everything. Alhamdulillah, I have everything. The fact that I have iman, he said, the fact that, you know what he did? He asked one brother to take a stone for him so he can do tayammum, so he doesn't miss salat in this state. MashaAllah, we are all healthy. You know, if we are not reading salat, really we need to look into ourselves.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هيا على الصلاة هيا على الصلاة هيا على الفلاح هيا على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله أما بعد فيا عباد الله فاتقوا الله فإن تقوى الله خير زاد ليوم المعاد قال سبحانه وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون عباد الله إن للتقوى علامات يعرف بها العبد نفسه ويحاسب بها قلبه من علامات التقوى أولا الخوف من الله في السر والعلن قال سبحانه وتعالى الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب فالمتقي يراقب الله سبحانه وتعالى إذا خلا ويستحيي من ربه أن يراه حيث نهاه أو يفقده حيث أمره ثانيا المسارعة إلى الطاعات قال سبحانه وتعالى وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم فالمتقي لا يؤخر الصلاة ولا يتكاسل عن الخير بل يبادر ويغتنم عمره قبل فواته ثانيا ترك المعاصي صغيرها وكبيرها قال الله سبحانه وتعالى ومن يعظم حرمات الله فهو خير له عند ربه ورابعا صلاح القلب قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن في الجسد مدغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله ألا وهي القلب فإذا صلح القلب فإذا صلح القلب بخشية الله ظهرت آثار التقوى على الجوارح عباد الله التقوى ليست كلمات تقال بل عمل واستقامة ومجاهدة نفس أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضى أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله أما بعد فاتقوا الله عباد الله واعلموا أن من أعظم علامات التقوى الصبر عند البلاء قال سبحانه وتعالى والله يحب المتقين ومن التقوى كذلك العدل والإنصاف قال سبحانه وتعالى اعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى فالمتقي يعدل مع القريب والبعيد ومع الموافق والمخالف عباد الله من أراد أن يعرف منزلته عند الله فلينظر في حاله مع التقوى فإن الله سبحانه وتعالى قال إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم فالكرامة ليست بالمال ولا بالمنصب ولا بالنسب وإنما بالتقوى اللهم اجعلنا من المتقين اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب عباد الله اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وصل اللهم وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وعز وجل وأهم وأتم وأعظم وأكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون Brothers, please make sure that the brothers are waiting at the back. Inshallah, please, we don't want them to be waiting for the second Jumu'ah. Just try and make space for everyone, inshallah, brothers. Jazakumullah. If you need to, maybe one step forward, if you can, and maybe one make one suffer extra at the back. Inshallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
سووا الصفوف فإن تسوية الصفوف من إقامة الصلاة وصلوا صلاة المودعين يا عباد الله الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
تحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك يا
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم أنت سلام ومنك سلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا اللهم من أحيته منا فأحيه على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي الشام وفي اليمن وفي السودان وفي جميع أنحاء العالم وفي بورما وفي أفغانستان وفي كشمير وفي العراق وفي إيران وفي جميع أنحاء العالم يا رب العالمين. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. تب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.